I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
All right, we are back. The Lando Calrissian Experience. I got me some rap snacks. Shout out to my man, JBRJ Official. Coming through with the barbecue Little Romeo, the honey, the barbecue honey. And my man over here, he's eating some too, so that's how much this is a,
fuck
it's
yeah.
an epidemic. I think it's crack in here, literally crack.
He said literally crack.
Literally crack.
I've been eating this for years, you know. I ain't stopped yet.
What's been going on, James?
Work, man. Like a motherfucker, man. Working.
I hear you.
Working, dog. Just being adulting. That's all. Adulting
go.
Shit. Being 30 and adulting shit. That's all
hey,
I say.
That's all you can ask for. All
right.
So introduce our guest for is James.
Yes, sir. So right now we got a guest right now. Matter of fact, one of the engineers.
Wait a minute. What's up? Am I a special guest?
You are absolutely your special guest.
All right. Cool.
He said he wanted this. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and try it again. Get
it a special. Am I a special guest?
Well, matter of fact, we'll edit this. So. Matter of fact, we got a special guest today. Right now we got one of the main engineers here at Suburban Pro Studios, 3739 South Jefferson Avenue, down in the south side of St. Louis City. Mm-hmm. One of the best studios in the city, hands down. Shout out to Matt and Carter. Mm-hmm. We got my man, Dominique, a.k.a. TBK Beats. What up, Pimpin?
What's going on?
Hey, thank you for coming on, my man.
I mean, you know.
Hey man, they don't. They say you can do
try to be modest. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just here eating snacks.
Yeah, no, say rap snacks, no, man.
Rap
this
snacks.
This episode is sponsored by Rap Snacks.
Shout out to the Millers.
Any of your hoods, if you only live in hood and get these,
yeah,
only
think,
in hood.
I think Romeo owns these for real.
No, you don't. It's like some
this
random.
This nigga's smashing on the mic.
I want y'all to know how good these are. I read an article about who owned it. It's like a black dude and a white guy that owns it. It's out of Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but man,
Google
yo.
Lied to me.
Yeah.
Shit, that's gonna be the name of the episode. I mean,
maybe
snacks.
Early in it, P had something to do with it, but I don't think so no more. And Romeo wouldn't lie like Bow Wow would, so you know. That's neither here nor there. shout out to Bow Wow.
Death Row.
Oh, y'all seen this shit.
Oh man. So let's go into what we seen, man. I saw Marshall.
What's up with that, man? How
it was
like?
A solid movie, man.
Okay.
Solid ass movie, man. I give it 8. Out of 10. It's a solid movie, man. And at first I didn't understand why they did that story, because there's so much other stuff that Thurgood Marshall did. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense because it's kind of more of the stories of a person coming up and things that you don't know about them and showing them younger,
right.
Vibrant, doing things and trying to, you know, before they become Thurgood Marshall.
Right.
So it was good, man. It was a solid movie. And then basically it was a guy that was a lawyer himself wrote the screenplay. A guy that was like 75 years old. I can't remember the guy's name.
Okay.
He was actually a real lawyer and he knew about this story.
Okay.
And he said he felt like a lot of movies didn't show the courtroom correctly how a real courtroom is kind of really conducted.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote this movie. It was good, man. It was a solid movie, man. I would tell everybody to see that, man.
Absolutely.
Chadwick Boseman does a good job as one of the 50th black people he's playing, since he's playing every black person now.
I would even say he don't look shit like Thurgood Marshall.
Not at all. That was the only thing that was throwing me off.
But, hey, like you just said, man, he playing everyone. Anyone famous is black. That's who he's playing.
These raps next good, y'all. Y'all
understand. This nigga is, y'all understand, my man is smashing these right now.
Man.
I still got a little over half the bag.
See, yeah, you're doing too much over there. See, this is how you get the fight, though. When somebody else has had their raps next.
I'm here with my hot fries and shit. I'm here with my hot fries and shit. My little hot fries.
But no, Marshall was good, man. So I definitely tell everybody to go see that. This is something that's going to be, I wish Ted was here. I might kind of want to table it. because we had a big debate on our in our text group.
Oh, you talking about Neo Yokio?
I thought it was pretty good, man. Me and Ted thought it was pretty good. You done feeling? I thought it was pretty funny and pretty good.
It was. I saw the potential it had, man. It could have been.
It was
better.
Ridiculous.
It could have been better to me.
We gonna table that for
we gonna table that, but
I thought it was
could have been better. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
To me it was so fitting that it was Jaden to me playing that role, that person.
I feel like he was trying way too hard.
How was you trying too hard in the voiceover?
Nigga, it's possible. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust me.
Next up, Voltron. You finished that new season 4?
No, that's still my cue. I finished all the way to season three. I finished season 3.
Okay, so new one that just dropped this past weekend. I finished it all. It's only 6 episodes, though, man.
Yeah, I heard about that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it's solid. Mm. But it feel like it's like they're taking episodes away. Because, like, with the first season had, like, 15 or something. Then it was, like, 10, then 8, now 6. So, I don't know, somebody doing drugs or something, or like, and they all can't get nothing done, or what?
I mean, do you feel it's not dropping off popularity? You don't feel
it? No, it's just the thing that maybe they want to give it more. I mean, I don't know. It just feel like it was so too quick of a storyline.
Yeah.
It's very quick. It's very quick of a storyline.
But I mean, if it's quick and it's quality, then if it's quick and quality, that's a whole different story. Now, if you can give me a good amount, like kind of like on some Game of Thrones type shit. Cool.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a decent quality, but you ain't give me no Game of Thrones quality.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, next up, man, this would be in trailers, but we're going to put this in what we have seen. Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer, man.
Nigga. Shut up and take my money.
Yo.
Shut up and take my money.
I never was a Star Wars fan, bro.
That motherfucker.
Yo.
Were you a Trekkie?
No. I never really was a big sci-fi fan like that, for real.
What?
Not for real.
Most engineers seem like they would be into sci-fi.
You would think that. You know,
see? Shout out to Matt. Like, shout out to Matt. That's my man. We be talking all types of shit.
I'm trying to think of a good sci-fi movie I really fuck with like that.
The Alien movies?
Predator?
See, I always kind of classified it as an action movie.
No, that's sci-fi. That's sci-fi. Yeah, that's straight up sci-fi.
I like The Planet of the Apes.
Okay, that's sci-fi. I get it.
Yeah, sci-fi.
Yeah, action is because it's just a dude just running up in a spot. Just whooping people ass. That's action. Sci-fi is when it's got, like, some science involved or something like that.
Some improbability type shit.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, improbability
you never
is,
go somewhere and see a planet with apes.
Right. Like, Last Action Hero is just an action. Like, obviously, it says
that's just
action
a,
hero.
That was just a parody.
Cobra. You know what I'm saying?
Cobra was just unnecessary.
Yeah, that's an action movie, though. Just whooping people ass in a crib for no reason. But, man, what can you say about that trailer, man? Like,
man. Shut up and take my money. That's all I'm saying. Now, I mean, if this is essentially their version of Empire Strikes Back, then
something's got to happen bad. It's got to end on a bad note. A darker tone.
Right, but it's hard. But like I've always said, it's a hard. That's a hard sell to try to beat Empire Strikes Back.
Because Empire had a lot of stuff going for it.
Yeah, that's one like that's a hard thing to top. And that's one like the only thing that got close to really to me is Rogue One.
Mm.
To be honest, Rogue One in recent years
of how that dark tone where you just ended. Right.
How it just ended. Not only how it just ended, just how the whole feel of how everything just came together, like cohesively. Like as far as George Lucas movies, out of all the movies, it's probably the one movie he actually got right. Out of all,
he didn't direct it though.
There you go. That's why then, because he. Damn. There you go.
He didn't direct it.
All right, then that makes perfect sense to me. So shit. That's why I was good. So that's what I'm saying. Now you got something George Lucas ain't even fucking touching. Because he can't no more. But
he's still getting paid, though.
You know, of course, that's his creation. He definitely get paid off his creation. He just don't ever direct the shit ever again. So, right, just please don't. But nah, I mean, I'm just saying, though, I mean, nah, that Last Jedi trailer, I mean, from what it seemed like, I mean, she could go Dark Jedi. It's possible she could go Dark Jedi. It's possible. If she's going, with Kylo Ren, Kylo Ren, trying to help out. It's possible she may not turn Sith, But she could start just getting Dark somewhat Jedi. Right. Dark Jedi,
which is different than Sith for our people out there.
Right, Dark Jedi is like you in that in between space, like you
gray. You're a gray Jedi.
Yeah,
like.
you pretty much damn near there, but you're not 100% there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you like in between.
And Siths have a strict code, so theirs is a lot different. Like right. Siths all kind of messed up, and they're not messed up, but their process is there can only be two. Within a certain section, so it only could be the master and an apprentice. That's why, in the original, for people that may not know, that's why Darth Vader and Palpatine was only together. That's right. Why they didn't have any more, and that's why, if you look at the prequels, why Darth Vader killed Count Dooku because it only could be two. So basically, he was like, "Well, go ahead, yeah, kill. I want to bring you on as my prince." That's the way his mind state was in that whole time. Because Quiet as kept, he probably would have kept Darth Maul if he wouldn't die.
Yeah, low key though. Like I said, Darth Maul.
Well, he comes back in Rebels.
But like I said, the way he just went out really was a fluke.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's 100% fluke.
That was a fluke. That was literally dumb luck. Like he got away with it.
It's Ned Stark. In Game of Thrones.
Pretty much.
Ain't that how Ned Stark beat Arthur Dayne in Game of Thrones? That's basically
Pretty much. That's exactly how he beat. Pretty much how Obi-Wan. Exactly. No way. You're 100% right. Now, I never tripped off. They both was young. They both was. No,
just
but why,
a lucky shot.
A lucky shot. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Actually,
got a lucky
Ned was even
shot.
Worse, I think, because he got him in the back.
Right. Yeah, because, Holland Reed stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, but I'm saying the whole situation was all luck.
Right, pretty much because, Arthur Dayne, that would have been Ned Stark's.
Hey, everybody was going to die.
Everyone's going to. Had Holland Reed not been a real nigga, just stabbed him in the back.
And he was the smallest nigga out of all of them.
Right.
Be quiet as kept.
Right.
All right, this is not going to be a sleeper to leave it. We got to talk about this Black Panther trailer, man. I mean, go into what you were saying before we air. You have a theory.
I have a theory that all Hotep niggas gonna start claiming they from Wakanda after this this movie drop.
Well, they ain't gonna know it ain't a real country. I'm just asking.
You see me looking at you like.
I mean, it would be amazing if it was real.
Oh, dog, trust me. It's the Zamunda in the 25th century. Oh, no, trust me.
Zamunda. I mean, Zamunda is Wakanda.
I'm just saying. So.
They the same thing.
I mean, that's my most anticipated movie, but I'm ashamed to say I ain't seen the trailer yet.
Oh man, you might.
Because I know, first of all, I know for a fact that I'm going to see it.
Oh, everyone that's black is gonna go see it.
Definitely.
Look, it's gonna be a holiday. Like a lot of black people
and
are going to work.
And they are releasing on Black History Month, right?
Yeah,
some shit like that
on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
When your birthday?
February 16th. When it come out.
I was hoping you were going to say February 7th.
You February 7th? Oh, shout out to Yodo, pal. Hey. All them Aquarius is in the house. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But this is a question I have for you, the Oracle. And this is something, I guess, maybe deeper into the plot of this movie. But Killmonger having the suit, the Black Panther suit, do you think he actually becomes the king all of a sudden? Because in the trailer, it looks like he's fighting... That Black Panther's fighting the Dora Milaje too.
Well,
so does Killmonger become to overtake him, and then he gets a suit of his own.
Well, the way Killmonger even can start even hanging with Black Panther is one, he actually know Black Panther from a little boy too.
Yeah, because his dad got kicked out for trying to take over from his Black Panther.
Right, he was an exile, right? So yeah. No blood back.
Because I understand, I've never seen Killmonger don the Black Panther suit.
No,
though.
No.
This is what I'm saying. No, this is something different.
He's more or less like if Kraven, like he's. Kraven the Hunter, if Kraven the Hunter was a black man and had like artificial herb to make him Black Panther.
Okay.
So he mixed Black Panther with Kraven the Hunter.
Okay. So with his suit being gold, is that's kind of dope.
Now, that's dope. I mean, because like really, like Killmonger, I mean, sometimes he just no shirt on.
Yeah, he just go out there.
He just go out, just be like, man, fuck the shit. He just go out banging.
Because the game thing about Killmonger is I read the old.
He started revolutions and shit.
Yeah, but he also got like a PhD from like Harvard or some shit, like an Ivy League school or something crazy.
Oh, he's definitely like, if Black Panther had a Dr. Doom, it'd definitely be like Killmonger.
Okay.
So, I would say his like Bane. That'd be better with his Bane.
I mean, but yo, that movie looks so fucking ill though, man.
Because.
Like just how, like visually it looks.
I mean, we knew it was going to be good. I mean, not. Because one, shout out to...
Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler, you know, my man Ryan Coogler. Like, Fruitvale Station, dope. Fucking Creed, amazing.
Yeah.
Did we really think Ryan Coogler with Disney money? Really think this thing was
You know what's
make
so funny?
Work?
I wonder if Disney has some of this storyboarded out, like how visually they kind of wanted to look, needed somebody to direct how to look dope.
Dude, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure they got a lot of input from not only just, I'm pretty sure they got input from a lot of, they had to get a lot of input from a lot of black folk. I mean, they're just kidding.
Well, no, they had, it's all black women are doing the costuming.
There you
Which
go.
Is
and
dope.
Then, and then you can tell they definitely did that research on like different forms of African culture. You can definitely tell that. It did a different. I mean, and it's the sole fact that you pretty much. And then you seen like him being him, like being Black Panther. You're like, what the fuck? And you're just like, I'm like, well, Warner Brothers, I fuck with y'all.
Like, I really do.
I do. Like, I do be rooting for y'all, but, yeah.
I can't let Warner Brothers go, though, man.
I mean, like, I fuck with them, dude, but, like, my thing is, like, this is Black Panther, though. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I always say Civil War to me, Civil War probably wouldn't be half as good if Black Panther wasn't, like, a fucking huge plot point in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like that's
at first, I didn't even know he was gonna be in it.
Because I know, and like saying when you find out he was in it, like he made the fucking movie. Shit. So it's like, oh, this motherfucker made this damn movie. Like, cause like that's just how I always saw the movie. So if I'm seeing this motherfucker for at least 2 hours, being the shit, and then not only that, we seeing Wakanda. Cause nigga, since Coming to America in the Remember the Time video from Michael Jackson,
we've never seen Africa the dope.
We've never seen not since then. Good. Never since then.
100% agree with you.
Never since then. And that's well over 20, 25 years ago. So it's like, what the fuck?
Coming to America came out before I was born, bro.
Right, and Coming to America came out in like the 80s. Like,
Damn, man, you that young?
I want to say 88.
Oh, yeah, so
out.
I
came out 88.
Oh, yeah, I was one. Shit. Yeah.
Damn. Nah, y'all motherfuckers make me feel old. I saw Coming to America in theaters.
Damn. Yeah, nigga.
I was like 7.
I don't know what shit. Hey, I don't know what shit was.
Yo, I saw it twice in theaters too.
Yeah, you born in 81?
81, yep.
Came out 88,
yep. Yep. So, yeah, nah, but I'm telling you, man. And then just the sole fact, like, you just viewing everyone. You seeing Chadwick. You seeing my man Michael B. Jordan. You seeing Angela Bassett. You seeing Lupita. You seeing all these people. You know what I'm saying? Just like, and you seeing them look fly as fuck. I'm like, it's like.
Hey, side note.
Jesus.
Side note. I wish they had made Angela Bassett Storm back in the day.
I think everyone was like,
yeah,
that,
I think that's like one of the worst casting decisions ever. Like, they probably look back like look at Holly like on the set and like, we fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, like, we fucked up.
Yeah, because she sure would have killed that shit.
She would have had the accent down. She would have had all that.
And then and look, I'm telling you, this
but I get
happen.
It to a certain extent though, because they wanted somebody a little bit younger,
right?
So I get it at that time.
But if you're talking about Angela Bassett 20 years ago, yeah,
oh yeah,
absolutely. But but I'm just regardless, like, you know, because I mean, really, I mean, 15 years ago, she could be 40 because
she could have done it
because Chadwick was 40, so shit, Chadwick was about 40, 41
when the first X-Men come out,
99. Yeah, 99.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Early
2000,
something like that.
Yep.
99. Yep. Mm-hmm. So 1999.
Yeah, she would have fit though.
Yeah, she definitely would fit.
I take that back. Yeah. So let's go and jump in some comic news. We got Ta-Nehisi Coates is going to do the new Storm comic.
I'm with that.
Yeah, because that last Storm comic was kind of whack.
Yeah, but Ta-Nehisi Coates' run of like Black Panther was fucking great. So I'm looking forward to this.
Hey, did he do that cartoon that was out?
No, I don't think he did. No.
I'm talking about
the one on BET, right? You talking about the one that looked like a live action comic?
Yeah,
that's
like that. Because I remember a scene with
he might have had some rendering in there. I don't think he did though.
I know I might have seen some of the clips on YouTube. It was like a scene where Black Panther fighting Captain America or some shit.
Yeah. Like how that's Black Panther grandfather, he fighting him and shit like that, and then it's like a flashback. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. All these vague memories coming back.
Yeah, because it was Jemaine Hansu. He was Black Panther.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, it was Jemaine Hansu was Black Panther. Jill Scott was Storm.
Was she?
Yep. I remember that. Yep.
This is an animation, right?
Yeah, it was like yeah, it was like
a was that Reginald Hudlin?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was like a motion.
Shout out to Reginald Hudlin directed Marshall 2.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he directed Marshall. Nice. So shout out to him. Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. Yeah, but nah, like Black Panther be dope, man. I don't think Marvel really know what they got with Black Panther. Like one of those things, like, they know it's going to be big, but I don't think they know how big it's really going to be.
Tomorrow, culturally?
Culturally, easily. Like, that's a given. I mean, you seen it.
I definitely think when they brought him in that last, the Avengers movie?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Civil War.
It was kind of testing the waters with the characters, trying to see the response.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He pretty much made the movie. Like, for the most part, he was the plot point. Like, he was in the fucking movie. The movie would have been kind of dry. And people would probably contest me on that. Be like, what? No.
They had Spider-Man there, too. They were trying to big that shit up.
Yeah, for 20 minutes.
That was disappointing as fuck, too.
Spider-Man being was disappointing?
Being as short as he was.
No, like,
for the time.
Like 20 minutes and that's it. He said, like, the time, he said it was too short.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the commercials, and they showed him in there.
But they said, though, they told us when we was reading stuff, they were saying that he wasn't going to be in there.
No, he was just only mainly before the fight scene.
Because they had just got it from Sony, and it was so late in the production that they couldn't.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, they got it from Sony super late. Like, they had already started shooting Civil War.
That'll make sense, then.
Yeah, so that's why I was kind of played like that.
But with all that being said, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with Black Panther. Love the character. Yeah. I'm still fucking DC fan.
All right, well, let's get into DC. That's a great segue. You may need to join the show. You're doing some great segues here, my brother. I'm going to let y'all discuss this amongst DC fans. I'm stepping out of this conversation.
Are you don't fuck with DC?
No, I do, but I've been shitting on them the last 2 years.
Why?
Because they've been doing bad movies.
See, DC strength.
I'm not going to argue, man. The streets get mad at me, man.
Hey, DC's strength is the animation.
Oh, 100%. Even though the animation, I feel like I think the animation has been kind of lacking lately, but that's another discussion. We'll talk about that in a minute, which I hope this animation is good a little bit later. But go ahead and talk about this next one, James. DC finally says.
They said Warner Brothers didn't believe and said, well, we never.
This is how much I'm not going to talk about. I'm taking out my headphones and going to eat some rap snacks in the corner.
You got something left there?
He dad serious. That's exactly what he did, too. shit. Hell nah. Hey. Get you? Hey, go.
I got all the snacks.
Hey, that's do what you got.
I spent almost $10 at the damn store, bro.
Hey. That line was long as fuck. Yeah, anyway, man. Yeah. how Zack Snyder's vision for the DCEU developed. And basically, more or less, per Daryl's thing, WB didn't believe in Zack Snyder's vision. That's what this nigga wrote. So, to talk about it.
Hold on. Before anybody don't join our group, make sure you go to facebook.com/MarvelVsDC. As soon as I posted it, James is the first one to jump on it going, I knew you was waiting for this. I knew you was.
With your messy ass. I knew you was, nigga.
Did you see it before I put it up?
Nigga, I was like, okay, I was like.
So you saw the article before I posted it?
I didn't see the article.
Oh, you just knew that.
I just knew
that, like, I got a Google alert or something for, like, anything bad with DC.
I was like, hey, I was looking, like, if Daryl posted this shit, it was like, ooh.
I post positive stuff about DC, too, man.
Nigga, name one time.
A whole bunch of times.
DCEU?
Yeah.
When?
Let me go through my history on here.
When? You are. Fuck this conversation. Tell us when. I need to know this.
Man, no, I did for what people were saying. The first few reviews of Justice League were good. I posted that.
It wasn't even like you would agree with it. He was like,
no, I posted it though. Saying I don't have to agree. I'm just saying I posted it.
Do you messy though?
No, I posted it because I want people to better get into it. You know,
Daryl. All right. Anyway, like I was going to go ahead, so let me get into this damn topic.
Go ahead.
But, so, I'm just going to keep it short. So, WB, you know y'all believed in this man shit. Y'all know y'all did. Don't try to fake the funk. You ain't got to lie to kick it. Come on. You don't gotta lie to kick it, my nigga. Come on, just be honest. Like, you did believe in Zack Snyder's vision. You knew that what Zack Snyder was about. You seen 300. You seen Watchmen.
I slept on Watchmen when it came out.
I think a lot of people
when it came
did,
out,
man.
I came to see it. But I ain't like it initially.
I think a lot of
people. I started slowly kind
of. Yeah, I think that's. I think there was a lot of people who wasn't familiar with the story or like how it was or were used to that kind of style of comic. It was kind of throwing them off at first. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with Rorschach though.
Yeah, Rorschach was dope, and Dr. Manhattan in the fucking comic books now. Shit, but that's a whole different story. But I'm saying, like, you know, you've seen what he was about with 300 Watchmen, shit like that. I mean, so you knew what you were getting. I mean, you knew what you were getting automatically. So, like I said, don't try to fake the funk. Like, you didn't, like, you wasn't trying on the bandwagon trying to be on this shit. Oh, what were we believe? No, y'all did. Y'all did. Y'all 100% did. Don't lie. Just admit it. Like I'm admitting. I admit WB has fucked up some shit with DC.
Oh, wow. That's all I wanted, man.
No, that's what I said. I've been said that, though.
But it took you a while, though. No, but I had to break you down.
You had to break me down
back.
For shit.
I'm back now, folks. I'm back. I had to break you down.
I have admitted this. What are you talking about?
Nah, we can go back to the...
Nigga, we can always go back. I promise you.
Hey, what was the biggest fuck up DC did?
Everything.
Huh?
Everything. Everything.
Not everything, my nigga, no.
Except for Man of Steel. Man of Steel was good.
And Wonder Woman, nigga.
Wonder Woman, too. Yeah, but Wonder I don't consider Woman. Wonder Woman. It's the new regime kind of doing that.
I like Wonder Woman better than I did Man of Steel, to be honest.
I ain't mad at that at all.
Wonder Woman was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Batman vs. Superman.
Bad villain, though, but good movie.
See, that movie got too much hate, though.
Yeah, see, that's what I'll talk about.
Come on, Man of Steel?
Yeah, no, Batman.
It was a bad movie.
Like I said, the first version fucked it up. Like, gave a fucked up taste in everyone's mouth. So,
the first version.
Yeah, you know, it's two versions of the movie. And so.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it was extended. Yeah, so it's.
I'm over here taking it back.
Yeah. So, the first version that came out that everyone initially saw, that's the one that rubbed everyone the wrong way.
So, that's the one that was in the theater, right?
Right, that's the one that rubbed everyone the wrong way. The one when it came out in home video. That's when I had the extended version. An extended version is 30 minutes extra. Okay. And people that hate, well, most of the people I've seen, not everybody, most of the people I've seen reception online instantly changed. I'm like, so you tell me they add like 30 extra minutes to the movie?
Bits and pieces throughout?
Yeah, throughout the movie. And it made the movie like more cohesive, made more sense, like more sense was made. And it was like, so why the fuck y'all ain't put this out first?
Yeah, but did they give a reason why they cut it? Or what?
3.5 hours?
Hey, that's great.
But I always say I agree with Daryl, like when he said like it technically should have been two movies.
Yeah.
It should have been two movies. I think it should have been two movies released 6 months apart.
Yep.
See,
I feel like they kind of rushed it at the same time because, you know, they're trying to build up for the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, like I said, if you would have made it two separate movies, and I would say released them 6 months apart, like one being a summer blockbuster, one being like a holiday blockbuster. Okay. You would have had it. Like, hands down. That would have been like a genius-ass move. But hindsight being 2020,
I don't mind sitting 3 hours in the movie theater for a good-ass movie.
I mean, but like I said, like... But
you got to think about it. You got kids. It's so many different facts. 3-hour movies, I think, to me, can only be historical movies or somewhere you got your die-hard movie people that want to see it. Like, something you're trying to make money off of, That was a different case. Ain't nobody gonna do no 3-hour movie no more. I think Lord of the Rings actually is the reason motherfuckers will not do a 3-hour movie and try to get big money on it.
3 hours of walking money.
Yes. Exactly. So
I love Lord of the Rings. Love the lore.
Yeah. So but, I mean, yeah. what? How long? Avatar is pretty long too, wasn't it?
Long as fuck, dude. But highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, it is.
And this will be making a sequel.
But nobody rewatches it. Oh no, it's gonna be 4 of them.
4.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, damn, James.
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out next year. I don't know what he gonna do. What he gonna actually have the Avatar? You in Avatar? Like, I guess that's the only level left visually you can do is have me in Avatar.
Yeah, they say if you saw it in one of my IMAX theaters, it was like an experience.
No. I saw it in one. It was ridiculous. What? Like, it brought the whole 3D thing back.
Right.
Nobody was fucking with 3D movies like that until Avatar.
James Cameron, dog.
James Cameron.
He invented all types of new 3D shit to make that shit work. Now he for real. He low key. Now he for real did. Like, that's how that nigga be making like hella money. He straight.
Tried the new shots.
You're right. He just tried out like new inventive shit. Yeah, all experimental shit, and it just happened to work.
Because didn't he do some experimental shit with Titanic, too?
With Titanic, that's with Terminator 2. That's
how Terminator 2, yeah.
Terminator 2 and 1.
And Aliens.
And Alien, yep.
See, now we're talking about my action movies now.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
My forte.
All right, let's go to the next one. Lionel Richie is supposed to produce a Curtis Mayfield biopic. That's going to be interesting.
And Curtis is my man, too.
Curtis Mayfield, man.
Curtis is my man,
he had
dude.
A tragic ending of his life when he fell off that stage.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and hurt himself.
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in how they going.
That's how he died.
He didn't die. He just got hurt real bad.
He's dead now. But
yeah, but he didn't die from that. But
yeah, he was hurt real bad. I thought he was sick or something when he died.
I think he was.
Yeah,
sick.
He was. But I'm saying, but that injury basically ended his career.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah. So.
I'm interested in him because like I said I'm a Curtis Mayfield fan. So I'm interested to see how his life story would be.
Yeah, because like it's some stage equipment just falls on Curtis Mayweather. Like, that's what happened at a concert. I think in the late 80s, something like that. Hmm. Like, it just some stage. Like, the thing about if you performing, JB, and it's some lightning just fall on your neck, and you paralyzed now.
Damn. I know, it's fucked up, right?
I do want to see the biopic that I do want to see, and I want the person that play them to be Wesley Snipes, Bobby Womack.
Nigga.
Yo. Yes! If anybody know about the ultimate, the second dirtiest Mac of all time, the first one is always going to be Jermaine Jackson. I don't think anybody's ever going to take that crown.
Nah.
As long as you don't have sex with your brother's girlfriend and have two kids with her, I don't think anything else is going to surpass that. But Bobby Womack is number two. He went to Sam Cooke's funeral in his mink coat with his wife and sat in the first row.
Wow. If you think you're lonely now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Then cheated on her with their stepdaughter.
Nigga.
Dirty Mackin. But his songs are great though. Dirty Mac though. Hey, I want to see that movie.
Some of the worst people in the world make the best art, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't
Womack felt like it's even worse. Then Bobby Womack's brother marries the stepdaughter.
This whole family fucked up, man.
The Womacks. Mm-mm. Shout out to Bobby Womack. Rest in peace to you, an original Dirty Mac legend.
Jesus.
You remember like the Apollo Theater legends? Like the Apollo Theater legend. Remember they would like do like little things?
Yep.
The Dirty Mac legend, Bobby Womack. And they would like tell a little story about him, show their picture on the Apollo. Right. That's how Bobby Womack is on the Dirty Mac channel.
With his classic sunglasses.
Right.
I swear I thought he was still alive. Right?
No, Bobby Womack died, man. I think he might die maybe 2000 or something like that, 2001. Okay. Yeah, Bobby Womack been dead.
Next up, Marvin Sees.
Yeah. and the president and the owner, Jermaine Jackson. I'm interested in seeing that Curtis Mayfield movie. That should be pretty cool. Next up, let's get into this, man. Harvey Weinstein, man.
Yeah, man.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. All of them, we could crunch all of them together. So Harvey Weinstein's out here basically doing what you think that people do in Hollywood. Like, he's like the person that said, like, oh, like he saw a movie of people doing ill shit in Hollywood and said, I'm going to really do that.
But it's one of those things like, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It's like, are you like,
I am surprised because, like, how ridiculous it was.
Right. But I'm not surprised because it's fucking Hollywood. How many times have we heard throughout time, the times we've been alive, the 30 plus years, at least the 30 plus years, me and you being alive, yeah. D, how many times have we heard about all the kind of crazy, outlandish shit people do in Hollywood? We hear about all the secret parties, the secret shit, the things people got to do, kind of like little jokes or pranks or initiations or doing some kind of weird out there type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, hearing that, I'm not surprised. It never was a far-fetched thing for me. Like, especially hearing about like a Hollywood executive doing some shit like that, you know, especially like to like younger, you know, women or younger people or even dudes as well, just to get on and get their rocks off and get, you know, and then people, you know, unfortunately becoming victim to the shit, you know, trying to get on, and unfortunately, sometimes, not everybody, clearly not everybody, but some people, you know, put themselves in situations where it's unsavory, man. It's fucked up because it's like, you know, wanting to get on, you know, and then they gotta do this fucked up shit in order to, you know, to try to get on, you know, to get on and whatever, you know, that's wrong. So it's hella wrong.
You know, a lot of people just be so, you know, thirsty to get on.
It really is, man, and that's
But he's a dick. He's a but it's that's, bag, but yeah, too, man.
But people, some people do be thirsty to get on, but the shit like that, man, it's like it ain't cool, man. Like it ain't cool on no end.
Yeah,
it ain't cool on no.
Like he's like the dude in a TV show or movie. Like I said, like they'd be like, come here and just suck my dick and just put her head down. Like that's what he was really doing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like wild stuff that like you would just see in like so where someone's trying to like satirize what happens in Hollywood. He was really doing it.
And it's sad. And I'm saying I'm not even surprised. And sad I have to say that. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking shame that I gotta say that. Like, it's like, damn, like, I'm not even surprised to even hear some shit like that here in the Hollywoods.
They said they had a
nasty, perverted motherfucker. I'm not surprised at that.
What's so crazy, they said they had a department in the Weinstein Corporation that literally just took care of all those, the accusations. Like, it was lawyers.
Legal department.
Legal department just for him being a fucking sexual pervert. Like, they would just settle cases and just handle them. And then, like, Ben Affleck, he'd jump out the window. Because if anybody know, Harvey Weinstein produced Good Will Hunting, which was Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's first movie. Not their first movie, but their first movie they came up with.
Yeah, breakthrough.
Yeah,
Because they was also on School Ties before and some other shit like that. But basically, he's like, yeah, I feel so bad. I wouldn't be that woman. And then they fucking show him on TRL grabbing titties.
I'm like,
but not now. Ben Affleck, we shouldn't compare it all to what Ben Affleck did with grabbing a titty comparatively to what Harvey Weinstein was doing.
Oh, no.
But he shouldn't have said shit then. You just can't. You just don't say nothing.
No. If you got some on,
don't say nothing. Just don't be out there trying to be putting out statements. You know, I feel sorry for the brother. He shouldn't be doing that. God bless. Good night. Just
like
keep
a
it.
Or become Switzerland, my nigga. Just don't do shit.
It's like a lot of the other.
It don't cost to say shit.
It don't cost. It's fucking free.
And I was like a lot of the other, you know, big name Hollywood people. Like, what's that one dude name?
Bill Cosby?
No. Not him. Not in this situation I'm getting at.
Oh. Woody Allen?
Yes, Woody Allen.
Yeah.
That motherfucker says
he was like, he was trying to
defend him.
Right, he was like saying we need to brush it off in a way. From what I was getting from the state.
Fuck him, man.
Look,
I never liked Woody Allen movies either.
I mean, I get what he's trying to do because he don't want people to keep digging. Because it's going to be, you know, more people coming out as being, you know.
But my nigga, don't say. But my thing with Woody Allen is, my nigga, don't say a motherfucking thing.
You married your stepdaughter. You did the Bobby Womack
thing. Nigga,
you did the Bobby Womack.
Whatever you say, nigga, whatever you come out your mouth is going to be pot, meat, kettle, my nigga. For real. It's unlike, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's why.
Go back in the obscurity.
That's why
I was obscurity.
That's why you want the talk to go away. You know what I'm saying? Because once, you know, Weinstein got, you know, exposed, maybe he think he might be next.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe somebody else.
Oh, I'm going to try to get ahead of it. I'm going to try to get ahead of it. Like, I'm going to say something now to get ahead of it. Hey, y'all need to stop this witch hunt stuff.
Exactly.
Before y'all need to holler, before you look at me. That's
see,
real.
That's the angle. That's the angle it seemed like he was going to.
Like, hold on, man. Hold on. They looking up everybody's shit?
Right.
Everybody?
That shit definitely go deep. I believe that.
Oh, believe it. Oh,
absolutely. That's why I
said.
And
then, supposedly, Matt Damon was, like, paying to have articles that was going to be running on Harvey Weinstein, like, the depressed. Like basically pushed down.
Okay.
Mm. Allegedly. Now, that's what people were saying, that Matt Damon was been doing that for years because that's his boy.
Oh, really?
That's some bullshit. That's the case.
Matt Damon? Yeah. But and on the other side, Jay-Z is supposed to be buying the Weinstein Corporation.
It came out and said that.
Is that true? They said it's not true. Oh, that'd be
plus.
Damn.
I'd be worried about that because him and Weinstein cool. From what I
he understand. Owns a piece of or like a percentage of Weinstein Corporation or something.
So
like
what
that.
I'd be raising an eyebrow about is if you know maybe if he was Weinstein was buying it by proxy. Type shit.
Oh, like through like I'm still going to be
able
to still going to be able to run some shit. I mean, he can't show up at the office.
That's the way I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He can't show up at the offices and shit. He had to be like Claw on Inspector Gadget and shit. Like, Like, yeah, we got a new executive. You only see his hand and shit on like the, right. on the Skype. And then he'd be accidentally one time, he pushed up the camera. Oh, no. Shit. Let me call y'all back.
Right.
The disguise.
All right. Next up. Survivor's Remorse is canceled, man. That's a fucking good show, dude.
You know what? And I hate that. I never. You know what, man? And I hate that I don't even watch a whole lot of TV like that. Like that, like on like cable TV.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those shows that unfortunately like flew under the radar for me. Unfortunately.
Just good. Funny as hell, man. Mike Epps was one of the first two seasons. These last two seasons was funny too, man. It's good, man. It's just a funny, regular people shit, man. Like. Yeah. It's basically based off of kind of like LeBron James' want life, but they kind of flip it and go to like a different route with it.
Okay.
So like his mom, real hood, but then she ends up becoming more cultured as they, you know, she don't end up with Lambo, you know, like Gloria James did. If y'all want to find him, the real Lambo on Instagram, he'd let you know. He's also signing the new Lil' Limit too. Y'all know that, right?
Jesus.
He signed to Master P.
The real
Lambo is, yeah.
Is his music any good?
What do you think the guy named the real Lambo music would sound like?
I mean, hey, as an audio professional, I've seen and heard it all.
Right. But I'm telling you, from your opinion, if I came in here and said my name is the real Lambo on Instagram, how would you think my music would be before I go in the booth?
Like I said, as an audio professional, I've heard and seen, I ain't going to say all, but a lot.
I need to play some.
I've been pleasantly surprised
by somebody named the real Lambo.
Well, not the real Lambo, but you know, somewhere in that lane of names, you know.
Got you. Okay.
But yeah, like I mean, I try to give everybody a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
but no, Survivor's Remorse is good, man. So if y'all haven't got a chance to watch it, it is over. The season ended like they thought it was going to be season 5.
Damn.
Basically, which is even more messed up.
So it's like
up.
A cliffhanger, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the show did kind of lose a little bit when Mike Epps left the show. And because he left to do that TV show Uncle Buck. I don't know if you remember. Y'all remember Uncle Buck?
Yeah.
And then it got canceled. So it was like, damn, like you left that show and that show only had like 4 episodes. You know, and Uncle Buck wasn't a bad show. It just, you know, you got Blackish already. It's going to be kind of hard to really kind of duplicate that at this moment.
Ain't that getting a spinoff or something?
Yeah. Grownish.
Yeah, with the daughter.
Basically, got the Cosby Theorem. And just replicating it. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, it's basically the new version of a different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad at.
Yeah, no.
Not at all, so.
Because my boy, what's the his dude from his job?
Deion
Cole's job. But I'm saying, what's his character's name?
Eddie.
You know, he's going to be a professor at the new school. You see that episode?
Is it Eddie or is it Charlie?
Charlie. But Charlie, you know, did you see the episode where she went to her school visit and he was teaching in the basement?
Yeah.
That's going to be that's a real class going to be on Grownish.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Charlie is like a moonlighting as a teacher on that show, like to kind of bridge the gap a little bit
more. That's dope.
All right, next up, this one is real dope, man. And this shows you, and y'all too will probably appreciate this person, Will.i.am. Did y'all see the comic book he got?
Yeah, I saw the interview.
Yeah.
Dog.
Where it's like 3D imagery comes out and talks to you and narrates for you. So all you got to do is just kind of move over the top of it with your phone. Is it an app over your phone or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it reads it to you and it pops out.
What's it called?
It's a Black Eyed Peas comic book.
Oh.
But they've been holding
it.
But he bought the technology from somebody else or something like that, like some years ago. Will.i.am did, which a guy named Will.i.am would do.
Right.
By some technology like that.
But the shit look ill. Really? The shit look like this shit look hella
Yeah,
dope.
Like
you got like a synopsis of the
No, it plot. Actually reads it for you.
Oh, it ain't is it out?
Yeah, it's out. Okay. But I don't think it came out for everybody to get.
I don't think so.
For instance, like this is the combo right here, I would flash and it would read it to me as I'm going across it like this and it'll narrate it to me. So you ain't got to necessarily read.
So is it like an actual book and you just
Yeah, you're doing it with your phone. And then your phone will pop up with like a graphic, like 3D kind of hologram thing. Mm-hmm. And then like go over the top of it. Yeah, man. Hey. It's fucking ill.
So like Will.i.am in the year 2017.
Yeah, he went way in the future.
Right, this nigga's in the year
4,000.
Yeah. Right, 4,000.
All right, next up we got Hulu drops price and Netflix increases their price.
Hulu, y'all still lost though, man. It's fucking Netflix. Come on,
Look,
man.
And Hulu be fucking up too. It be slow.
Right.
I mean, they've been waiting. Throwing commercials on. You got to get like with different levels for certain night commercials.
Right.
Yeah, I know they was trying to do that. They own like live TV service, like Sling.
They got that still.
Is that out?
Yeah, they still got that.
Okay.
I mean, the best thing they got going for mine still right now is that they partnered with Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the best. That's like probably like the best thing that they got going for them right now. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of fucking hard to compete with Netflix, man.
I mean,
the brand too strong.
How much would it take for Netflix to increase where you'd be like, man, I got to let them go?
I don't even know. I can't tell you.
Dude, they could double it. And our problem, you know what? We just not going to eat no cheeseburgers this week. We just going to eat out this week. I'm just saying, dude, there's so much content I get from them.
I mean, every week. Literally, every week.
What I hate about Netflix is sometimes they be taking shit off that I like. That I want to see, keep watching.
Like what? TV shows or?
Actually, speaking of comics, the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
But that's been on there for a grip though.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
But DC's making them take it off too, because DC's finna have their own
streaming service.
So that's.
I know we talked about it.
That ain't on Netflix.
Disney
though.
Trying to do that.
Yeah, so that's not on Netflix though. They couldn't do nothing about that.
See the crazy thing, like people started cutting the cable. So they can just have Netflix, Hulu,
Amazon.
And then that'd be good. Yeah. Save money and everything. So now everybody coming out with their own proprietary services.
It's basically becoming cable again.
It's going
to
add up to
a cable bill.
Right. Right. It's basically breaking convenience. It's taking away the whole region of convenience.
I think that's going to backfire.
Oh, it is.
Because, you know, most people ain't just going over today.
Like,
you know,
CBS with their shit. Even though CBS doubled their subscriptions, though, from fucking Star Trek Discovery.
Like I said, it's possible. I'm not saying it couldn't work. It'd be lightning striking only once. But, yeah.
My only question with the CBS thing, though, James, I want to get your opinion on this. Does that people just get in a trial and ain't nobody paid yet? I was wondering that. When they saying it's double people, when they double subscriptions, is it people that's just getting in trial to try to watch?
Probably so.
I want to see the numbers in 2-3 months when what's going on with that?
Right.
Before you say your subscription's doubled.
Yeah, I want to see how much my numbers doubled from a free channel. Go on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, don't Disney own Marvel?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. See, my question is, what's going to happen for like stuff like the Luke Cage shit on Netflix and all
Netflix
that?
Got contracts with that.
Yeah. Because okay.
MCU got a contract with Netflix for their series. Cool. So,
worried about season 2.
No. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, all that shit, and Punisher, all mm-hmm. that shit.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, all that shit that's tied to Netflix got deals with that shit. They got exclusive deals with that.
Man, see, that's another thing DC dropped the ball on, bro. They should be doing shit like that.
I said a long time ago, man.
Speaking of the Punisher, you know what movie I want to see DC come out with?
What's that?
A Lobo movie.
It'd be kind of hard to do, though, man. You think it'd be dope, but it'd be kind of hard to do because a lot of people know about him. Like, I mean, you would think, but not for real.
DC ain't built themselves up enough to get that credibility yet. Like, Marvel can do some bullshit other characters because they built up that kind of property.
They got to
build up that universe a little bit. Those people are like, oh, I just want to see anything they're coming out with.
Right.
I don't know. Because, like, how many non-comic fans knew about Deadpool like that? Like, really new. Like,
oh, Deadpool is fucking popular.
Like, compared to Spider-Man or somebody like that.
Oh, no. Spider-Man is the most popular comic book character behind...
He's top three.
Superman.
Superman, Superman and Batman. And then Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's one of the top three.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So, but Lobo, I think, man, that's a real... Because
he like the DC version of...
Wolverine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you got a lot of other characters you got before Lobo in DC, I would feel. They would get a movie, right?
Like who?
I mean, you do an Icon movie or a Static Shock before that, right?
Yeah, if you did Static Shock.
I'm saying popularity-wise.
If you did Static Shock.
Static Shock is back, and we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Right. Now that'll work. Now, that will fucking work.
I thought Static Shock wasn't like an actual DC character.
Yeah,
I thought
Milestone.
They just licensed them or something like that.
No, Milestone. They bought Milestone.
They bought Milestone. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, Milestone was black-owned and operated, right. Now, they bought this, so now that's... You know, remember, like, when it used to come out, like, Static Shock came out, Channel 11? Oh, that was Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it was trying to make them part of the same universe of Batman Beyond.
Yeah, that's when they bought them. Like, they bought it around that time. Okay. So, that's why it was all Warner Brothers property.
And he was in Young Justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is going to be in Young
Justice. Yeah, I mean, he was in, I'm saying, the last season, too, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He sure
remember
was.
Remember, he's one of
sure
the kids.
Was. That's right. He sure was. But so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, hey. But now, I mean, I agree with Daryl. Like, you got to build that universe
ain't time
up.
Yet? Okay. I concede that.
Yeah.
They got they have some work ahead of them. But with the route they're about to go now.
With kind of doing a little bit of intertwining universe and a little bit of like single movies, that might be the better way to go.
And then you can introduce a character in there, like from like a mainstream character, mm-hmm. and then it was like then you can spin off maybe from.
So who is Lobo? I mean, who is Lobo? Go up because he fights Superman.
He won Superman. Yeah.
I mean, the first time I seen it was in a Superman anime series back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I know, I guess his character got introduced back in like the '80s or some shit though, like
okay.
in comics, but. Cause actually, I was watching a video on YouTube the other day. It was dude talking about like the history of the character, whatever. Mm-hmm. And DC actually did put him in there as like a basically like a spoof of Wolverine, the Wolverine type character. Mm-hmm. Cause I guess the I forgot the dude's name, but he was one of the, I guess, one of the main writers of some of the DC comics back then during that period. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like the
Yeah, I know
the dark...
who Lobo is. I know who it is now for seeing him. I know who it is.
Yeah, yeah, like a biker, like a outer space biker type
thing. Yeah, he was a mercenary. He was like a bounty
like
hunter.
Like a bounty hunter, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
the main
I guess,
man.
Yeah. But, yeah, the main writer who was doing a lot of DC shit back then, I guess he didn't like the dark tone that some of the comic books was going to. Mm-hmm. So he kind of liked it more lighthearted in a way. Mm-hmm. So I guess he made that character out of...
Try to just be funny, like a parody.
Yeah, be kind of over the top with the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he got the healing factor like Wolverine.
Right, he can come back from a drop of blood and replicate yeah. himself and all types of crazy shit.
Yep. Like he can, like his soul can transform into, or it can enter some other being or creature and then... Using them cells of that creature can reconstitute.
See, I want to see Mr. Mixie in a story in a DC story like a live action movie. That would be wild, Joe. Mr. Mixie Spitalik.
Oh, you talking about the midget little dude?
Yeah, the little dude. He the basically Superman's most dangerous enemy. Only he don't ever do shit to him except for just fuck with him.
Yeah, he like make him try to spell his name backwards or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's basically on some Rumpelstiltskin right. type shit. So he be like trying to annoy. He really Superman could really get ended by him. Like a lot of people can't really fuck with him. Like for
I mean
like,
a lot of the magic, the characters that can, you know, got powers over magic and shit, they can beat a lot of these.
Yeah, I mean Mr. Mixie can beat the Spectre, and the Spectre's like top level. So he can fuck with the Spectre, so with no problem. So it's like, okay. But, you know, he don't use his powers for evil. He just uses his powers to fuck with people. He's just to joke around and fuck with people. So, but now, I mean, that's a whole other thing. But I'm just saying, man, I mean, those kind of characters going to have to wait for right now.
Yeah.
I mean, suppose they're writing a script for it. I looked up Lobo, but they're supposed to be writing a script for him right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, Guy Ritchie was supposed to direct the movie at first.
Yeah, I mean, it can work. I mean, you never know. I mean, shit. I mean, like I said, lightning strikes, man. And you never know.
Yeah, but they shouldn't put it out unless it's a rated R, though.
Nah, yeah, you got.
Just like with Deadpool.
Yeah, you got
his character making him a PG-13 movie. It wouldn't even.
Yeah, you got to let that breathe.
It wouldn't be doing him justice.
Yeah, you got to let him breathe, man. You got to let that breathe for real, for real.
Before we go into the next topic, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Aubrey Hickman. He just said, he had talked about It. He posted on our page. He wanted to say, I just want to put out there the train of them being trained in It, when them training the homegirl in It. Remember you talking about the we were talking about the love factor and
The sewer orgy.
Yeah, the train wasn't to help them beat It. They did the train to help them get out of the sewer after they beat It for the first time. Their bond was fading. They needed to renew the bond in order to make it out of the darkness. So, shout out to you, Arby.
Hey, shout out to you, man. Yes, you know how long it's been since I watched that shit? Hey. hey, I'm glad you clarified that, man.
Still haven't seen the new one.
You still have? Oh, no,
still haven't seen it.
Motherfucker wild, dog.
Yeah, I know. Motherfucker I'm wild. Slipping. All right, next up, Fast and the Furious spinoff. The Rock and...
Tyrese.
No, Jason Statham.
No, Jason Statham.
And then Tyrese and him are beefing.
Yeah, that's what I mean to say. Yeah, him and Rock
Yo,
beefing.
Do you think this is a real beef?
I don't know. Because
it's getting kind of wrestling-ish now.
No,
like The Rock cutting promos and shit.
I mean, he's bringing back For all my old school, old WWE, Brahma Bull, Attitude Era.
Hey, that ain't Dwayne Johnson no more. That's The Rock.
That's The Rock. We talking about Attitude Era. The Rock. I was like, and then it's The Rock with super grown man swag. So it was like,
yo, when he said, I took your album and just won this shit. And then at the end of that video, of all talking all this shit about Tyrese Bell, he's like, motherfucker. I was like, God damn. I was like, are they doing this? Is this a setup or what? Because they going back and forth, man.
I don't know, man.
It's the thing, man. People don't want to admit this, though, and quiet as kept. Tyrese is right about everything he's saying, but he's just been a fucking dick off for so long that I think people don't want to, like, listen to him. But he's right. Like, why are you doing this movie and fucking up the rest of the Fast and the Furious franchise, pushing that back? Now you're not getting another Fast and the Furious movie to 2020.
Man, to be honest, I think this is the end of the
season. I mean, they need to let it breathe for a second, though, man. Let it breathe.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, no, I'm talking about because you have so many other people working on it. They kind of cut a deal, I guess, behind the scenes to do another.
Right, he worried about other people's pockets getting affected. Yeah. Because they ain't shooting.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, man, I need some money too, bro. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Tyrese doesn't look good in this situation. He's right, because The Rock, you know, he kind of did. Because it wasn't even his series. It's Vin Diesel's. But The Rock did come in and invigorate it. But it's Vin Diesel's series.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to remember, as soon as The Rock got in, and that was number five. And like I always said, number five, to me, that's when number five got consistently good.
Four was good, man.
Four was good. But
Four
I think,
was good, too.
I think five was like,
five
okay.
went to another level. Yeah,
I was like, okay.
With that bank robbery scene with the with the safe.
Okay. Yeah, four was good, but five was like, okay, I'm 100% for it. Yeah, okay. I'm here for this 100% ride. So, yeah, but I mean, you put it in perspective, I kind of get what you mean, but it's just like you said, those, like, you've been fucking up. You've been just saying some outlandish
fuck boy shit for a long time
you've
online.
Said some outlandish shit, dude.
So nobody, it's hard for people to cape for you, man. I'm sorry, Tyrese, man. Black Tie, I'm sorry, man. It's hard for people to cape for. I want to. I really do, man, but. Streets ain't feeling you, man.
Hey, and it's the truth, man. Like, you can't be an asshole out here.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't be an asshole.
Exactly. Next up, we got this Gambit movie supposed to be still happening now. All of a sudden, they got a new director, Gore Verbinski. If anybody remember Gore Verbinski, he did Pirates of the Caribbean and A Cure for Wellness.
Cure for Wellness. Didn't Ted tell us about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's right. He sure did. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, they've had 55 different directors on this movie, too.
Channing Tatum's still supposed to be a Gambit.
Yeah, of course he is. Come on, man. He was born to play it. I can't even say that with a straight face. I still don't think this movie going to happen.
I'm just shaking my head, y'all.
A movie I do want to happen. Flight of the Navigator reboot. I don't know if y'all cats might be too young for Flight of the Navigator.
I remember hearing the name.
Yo, Flight of the Navigator was the shit. It's basically this little boy that basically gets this spaceship that forms around him.
Okay.
So, like, he gets to sit down and the spaceship will just literally form around him. It's like a liquidy kind of like T-2000.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, and he goes off into space and has all these adventures and stuff like that.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, yeah.
So think of, you ever seen The Last Starfighter? So think of that, but like more kiddie.
Okay.
Even though Last Starfighter is kiddie too, but a little bit more kiddie than that.
Gotcha.
Because it was a Disney thing. Like, this is like the chair he fell into, and the chair would like mold into him and stuff like that.
That's dope.
Yeah. Flight of Navigator was the illest, man. So I'm looking forward to seeing if they can reboot it. I mean, shit, we rebooting everything else. Why don't they reboot that?
Exactly.
Next up. We have the Constantine animated series coming to the DCU online.
That's sick.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just thought it was okay that.
This is Lee Dart.
Yeah, but I like Constantine in that.
Yeah, because it was the Constantine from the
TV show. Yeah,
from TV.
And it was just the way that I like the character of Constantine. Period. I like the movie. Hmm. I like the TV show.
World's greatest con man.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. So did you watch Constantine, or is that too sci-fi for you?
Just a little bit. I ain't really that much of a fan of the character.
So okay.
I not really want to watch. You know I fuck with DC.
Right. I know.
I mean, he pretty much, Doctor Strange, if Doctor Strange was a con man. He basically Doctor Strange if Doctor Strange was a con man.
Mm-hmm.
In so many words.
Yeah, there you go.
If he was, like, if you gave the same amount of power to Doctor Strange, probably I would say he probably up there with Doctor Fate. Him, Doctor Fate, and Zatanna probably the top three people.
For Mystic Arts?
In DC, yeah. Probably like the three top go-to people, the good guys.
Yeah.
The top three good guys for magic.
Yeah.
Zatanna, Dr. Fate, John Constantine. John Constantine, he a good guy only because he be like, man, fuck.
He'd be like, I guess. He's a reluctant hero.
Like, he'd be like, he really just be trying to be left alone. He's just like, all right, man, look, leave these people alone, and I won't have to pull this shit out that I pulled out of your ass about 5 years ago that you don't know about. Wait, what? Like, damn. Like, what? Oh, yeah, I went ahead and did some shit. I went ahead and did, like, A, B, C, and D. Yeah, about when you didn't even know. I was like, wait a minute, you just said, yep. And then, like I said, he got supernatural good luck. He could technically never lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could technically always give himself out of a city. He could technically always win. And that's the crazy. He could technically always find a way to win.
So you didn't fuck with Constantine, huh?
Nah.
All right.
Man, he don't be
well, let's keep it in DC. Static Shock and Icon return to DC. They're gonna be getting some more writings and comics.
I'm with it.
All that good stuff. I like Static Shock, man. That was
Static Shock was the shit.
Jaden Smith is born to play him. You know that, right? I know they've been talking about that for a live action series.
Think so?
Yeah, man. He may be aging out though now. But at that one point when they were talking about it a few years ago, he'd have been perfect.
I mean, and then now since you got the Black Lightning series that's coming out, I wonder.
Jill Scott's supposed to be a villain on there.
Oh yeah, she sure is. But I wonder, like, if they're going to introduce Virgil, man, and just put him in, like, you know, just, you know, it's just like, hey, you know,
like, it's like, another student at the school,
like,
maybe,
like, you know, like, say, hey, I admire, you know, him, you know, because he did, you know, he did look up to Black Lightning. He called himself Static really as kind of like, oh, the Black Lightning. So it's like. Because, like, oh, man, Black Lightning, the black superhero shoot electricity, that's dope. So, like, I could do the same shit.
Right.
So, why not call myself Static? So.
And Icon.
And Icon dope, too, because Icon is basically, he's black Superman, black Republican Superman that came up through slavery. Superman. He is black Republican Superman that came up doing slavery.
Yep.
Like, real shit. So.
All right, next up. Raising Dion, of story, the remembered of story about the little boy that has secret powers and his mom is raising him as a single son.
Yeah, I remember seeing that like Netflix. A long time ago. Yeah,
they got the X is coming to Netflix now. Michael B. Jordan's gonna play his dad in that.
That's dope. I'm for that.
So that's what I'm saying. That seems like that's gonna be some deep kind of stuff. Kind of what I thought maybe. What was the movie with the dude that did the cards and shit?
Slight.
I hope this is what I thought Slight would have been on.
You know what? I think outside of the aspect of having, I think they're going to do, or what I hope they will probably take cue from what they did with Ma and Pa Kent in the DCU. You know, kind of like how, you know, they cared a whole lot about Clark Kent because at the end of the day, they ended up being 100% right.
About what happened.
About how they felt. It was like, humanity are assholes as a whole, is a group of assholes, and
man,
they don't deserve you, and they don't gonna know how to understand what you can do, and they're gonna turn on you and be scared of you and do some stupid shit, which they did do. So it's like, and so who wants that for their child? You know what I'm saying? And especially, you know, you got a black child, a black kid, a young black kid able to do some shit that every fucking racist white person fears. Come on, man. Come on, nigga. A little super nigga? Come on, dog. Yeah, like, right. Nigga, that is a white person's fucking worst nightmare. A racist white person's worst nightmare.
A little super nigga.
A little super nigga is a racist white person's worst nightmare, dude. So I'm just saying, so just having that kind of like with the parents, you know, having a child in this day and age that's able to do some fantastic shit, it's just like, yeah, you going to feel just like John and Martha Kent did. Like, yeah, not only are you black, you can do shit that no humans can do. So not only we got to worry about race, but we actually do for real got to worry about the government.
Yeah, try to dissect his ass.
Exactly. And so, you know, so I'm with it, man. Like, especially if they get into, like, you know, they get into all, like, the cool aspects of him learning his shit, but they get into, like, the aspects, like I just said, which you kind of would have to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, to make it work, you have to. You can't make it lighthearted. You gotta have to gig into the unfortunate shit, the dark side of the shit. Like, in order for it to be, if you want it to be more realistic and gritty and good, you're gonna have to talk about that. So I hope they do. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. But so that's my hope for it.
What you think, my man?
I think that's definitely a movie I'm trying to see.
Yeah, that's definitely. It's dope. I think it's gonna be a series, actually.
Yeah, and that's even doper because that explain because they'll be able to expand on more of some shit. So you would have a time to go ahead and breathe on like exactly what I just spoke about. So on top of the lighthearted, you know, family probably comedy shit that you know this little boy gonna be doing.
Yeah. So if it's gonna be a series, that make it more likely they're gonna be doing more character development. And shit
Exactly.
So, right, and that's what I'm saying. You'll be able to like expand on like him. Grown with his powers, being a little kid doing this shit, being a little black kid in this time doing this shit, you know, the good, the bad, the super ugly, all that shit.
Growing up with a single mom and everything like
that. Right, you know, going through all that shit. So it's going to be, I'm interested. Like, I always been kind of interested in that little project, man, from back in the day when I saw that, man. So I'm here for it, for real, for real.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, next up, we got our anime corner. James, what you got?
Well, me and my boy Dominique was talking about this shit right before the damn show. Mm-hmm. And I talked about it real brief on one of the other episodes, but I'm going to mention it again if you haven't watched it. I've been catching up on Dragon Ball Super. If y'all don't watch Dragon Ball Super, it's a good time to get into it. If you're not familiar with Dragon Ball Super is, brief synopsis, Dragon Ball Super is literally the in-between point of Dragon Ball Z and like towards the very end, right after the last final villain dies, which is Majin Buu, and it's that 10-year gap in between Buu dies and the last two episodes of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. It's a 10-year time jump. So Dragon Ball Super is the 10-year time period that no one knew about. That's Dragon Ball Super. Mm-hmm. So just so people can get familiar. So we're talking about, you know, Goku's two sons, they're around. His oldest son got a kid, so Goku is a grandfather and all this shit. Then he go on to different little stories and side missions, like he deals with a god of destruction to try that whole job is destroyed. Different planets of the universe to keep
up. My favorite character, by the way. My new favorite character.
Beerus?
Yes.
Beerus, no.
Usually, Vegeta, he's my favorite character.
And then you got Beerus, then you got, he angry Egyptian cat. can snap his fingers and blow up 10 planets with zero problem. And he has his own teacher / Mr. Miyagi, a.k.a.
Whis. Way stronger than him.
Way stronger than him, and he's his assistant, and he's basically an angel. And then they show who's basically God in Dragon Ball Super, who no one can kill if they tried. Like, he's erased you out of the universe. You see different versions of different Saiyans because they show different parallel universes.
See the problem with that, though?
Yeah.
With Xeno? Because I seen some people online, you know, with their own fan theories and shit, is that maybe there's somebody above Xeno.
I don't know.
Now, the reason they say that is because, if, you know, Xeno's supposed to be like God, right? If he God and know everything, that means he would be omnipresent, right?
Pretty much I would say he is.
But it's two Xenos, one from another time.
See, I don't know how they got it. I mean, it's weird. Like, I guess it was like, I don't know, man. It's weird how they got it. I don't know. It's Dragon Balls, man. Yeah. You know, Dragon Ball Super is weird like that. So it is. Like,
weird in a good way, though.
Weird in a good way. Like, they got new transformations. So they got Super Saiyan God and Super Saiyan Blue. And they finally got a nigga that Goku cannot fucking beat. And he finally showed a nigga, as of right now, a nigga that Goku cannot flex with. And he tried. He got close. He got close, but almost doesn't count. So that's what happened. So he just got his
help. The crazy shit is, Jiren ain't even powered up yet.
That's the crazy part.
He wasn't even trying, for real, basically.
So it's a lot of shit that goes on in Dragon Ball Super. Like, it's like Future Trunks comes back for his own saga. You see about fighting gods. You see Frieza comes back. Yeah. It's a lot of great shit. Like, if you was a fan of Dragon Ball Z back in the day and you just want some good fan service, you ain't seen shit in a while, or if you just want to get into some new shit because they update the animation and some of the graphics and some of the fighting, especially recently because they fucking had to. it was kind of a necessity with Dragon Ball Super because that was lacking, kind of. Yeah. It's a real good series to pick up on. So Dragon Ball Super is my recommendation if you want something good to get into. And yeah, that's my recommendation for today.
All right. Conspiracy theory of the week. This is especially for me, since Ted isn't in this week. Mm-hmm. These flat earth people got to stop this stuff, man.
Oh, Jesus.
So now I saw something where they're saying that if the world was round, you should just be able to shoot a rocket ship straight up into the air.
Stop.
And go straight out. I mean, like, you don't have to go on an angle, you know, stop. To come out. So you should be able to go, you just go straight. Stop. And you should go out of the earth. Stop. Thing.
My question is, how everything in the universe a spirit except earth? Everything. Stars, planets, asteroids bigger than 100 some meters.
Like I said, stop. Because this is like just... And I wish people went some. I wish people went even group some people that's like don't make Christians look bad out here saying that shit. All of us don't believe in that, man. I'm just saying that right now. We don't. All of us don't. Like
just like the Christians that believe that the dinosaurs didn't exist, that they were planted by the dough.
Just let that shit ride, man. Just hey, look, shit is round. Admit it. Deal with it. Come on, stop.
See, the problem I got with the flat earth theory, not only the fact that shit don't make sense, the fact that...
Oh, this pseudo hook nigga shit.
What is... With the conspiracy, why would the government, or any world government, you know, any country, anywhere, why would they hide the fact that...
What is that benefit?
Exactly.
For the world being?
What is there to gain by keeping that secret?
That I read somewhere where they said that.
Yeah, you can't go to Antarctica if you want to. Yeah, you can. You actually can.
My thing is this though. See, my whole thing is, I told Daryl this a long time ago. Like, now every conspiracy theorist ain't wrong, but it's right. So many fucked up ass theories out here. There's so many crazy ass crockpot ass theories.
My thing,
like this flat Earth bullshit.
My thing is, I love a good conspiracy theory, but it got to at least be probable or make sense.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's gotta have some. I mean, and sometimes it'd be something that don't make sense. But you'd be like, oh damn, like that. Actually, even though how far it fits, right.
But can you connect the dots? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Eventually you can. But like with shit like this, is like with the flat earth, it's just like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. Like, come on, man. Like, like BLB, like, bro. Like, I know you're trying to get like, what, Kickstarter or some shit like
he
that?
Yeah, he wants them to pay people to Kickstart to pay for the flat earth people to send a satellite out into the orbit to
nigga,
to prove
why
that it's flat.
Nigga, it's straight so astronauts and straight tweeted his ass. Like, hey man, I'll save you the money. Check this out. I was like, hey man.
I think this is ruining BOB's career too. I think this flat earth shit is ruining his career.
Yeah, dude. Like, but you know what would be fucking crazy though? Like, in the most far fetched, most crazy ass scenario, what is some far out, minuscule chance he's right?
Then we are fucking mean.
That's what I'm like. Trust me. Clearly, he's not right.
He's
not right. Well, I'm saying.
As Neil deGrasse Tyson said, let's make America smart again.
Like, I mean, come on, man.
Did you remember that? Like, I think he first started talking that flat earth shit like 2 years ago.
Yeah, about a year or two ago.
You see that?
The diss tracks back and forth. Yeah,
you knew what I was gonna say.
Yeah, dang. Diss tracks, man. Look.
It was corny as hell, but
it's BLB. Stop it, man. Your career is over now. I don't know why you did that. Now you just got to perform at all the flat earth conferences.
Man.
You know, they love him. Like, we got somebody on our team that loves us. Now, Kyrie Irving said he don't believe in flat earth no more. That was just a joke.
Nah, nigga, I'm saying the same.
Oh, no.
You ain't got to lie to kick in my nigga.
There you go.
You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie.
All right, let's go to our last segment. Sleeve it or leave it. Our trailers.
Yay.
First up, we have Spike Lee redoes She's Gotta Have It into a Netflix series.
I'm here for it, man. I'm sleeving it, man.
I'm sleeving it, man. Look, I'm interested if when you saw the dude that played Mars, that was a different angle they went with the Mars character to me.
Right.
Having him being high yellow, pretty boy looking dude, but this where I can gold teeth and hood.
I mean, for the most part, you kind of have to keep it updated to something kind of different.
Well, but right. Spike Lee is not a hood, like light skinned dude with pretty hair.
But you got to kind of.
I'm saying that was interesting kind of flip on it.
No, it's a dope flip. That's something I guess they're trying to like, well, it's updated, it's changing something new. Do you know about our sleep with the leave it section?
Oh, I've heard rumors about it.
Okay, so before we go to the next one real quick. Yeah. So just to let you know, Dom, basically Sleeve or Leave It is basically like yay or nay.
Right.
So Sleeve, yay, or in the middle, leave is the nay.
Okay.
It's so many words, okay?
All
right. So we mainly do movie trailers, just to give you a quick background. But let's go ahead and continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna sleeve that. I'm getting that net. I want that one.
Yeah, I'm sleeving, man. Yeah. I'm sleeving.
You didn't get to see him, so if you've seen any of these trailers, that jump in.
I mean, I seen the original Spike Lee shit.
Yeah, that's a classic. So yeah.
See, man, I want Spike to do more original shit though. I love to see Spike do more original series for Netflix or something like that. Meaning, like, not remakes of, you know, something you already did. I want to see them develop like some new shit. You know what I'm saying?
But it's interesting because I do think we should. I mean, I can see what you're saying with that. But him doing original shit lately ain't been the best for him. Shadrack is what I'm thinking of right now.
The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
Hey, man.
That's not even original. He redid it from Ganja and Hess.
Right. And
that's a remake.
I know. And he ain't really
horrible.
Ugh.
Look, I ain't seen Chirac yet, just because I don't want to ruin his legacy in my mind.
Have you seen Sweet Blood of Jesus?
No.
Don't watch that either.
I tried, man. Just,
I would not.
I tried.
Yo, it was bad, man.
It's no.
But he got so many classics.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of classics.
So it kind of offset.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you say The Inside Man's his last good movie?
I forgot he directed.
Are we considering documentaries too?
Yeah, straight just.
I remember that Katrina.
That's what I was saying on a bottle.
Yeah, I would say if you include When the Levees Broke.
He had two. Like one, I think it was one, like right after Katrina where he was documented.
He did two. He did two, like a recap, back on the people.
Yeah. Okay, I would say those two documentaries and Inside Man.
Yeah. That's the last. Hold on, let me check them. You may be able on a hot take here, James. I like how you got ahead of me on this hot take. Do you consider Miracle of Santa Ana good?
You know what?
That was the World War II shit, wasn't
it? It was good. Yeah. You know, it was good, but you know what? Low key, I forgot about it just that fast.
So you going to say no then? Because I remember it.
Because I was like, I forgot about it. I honestly forgot about it. It was actually, I did like it. And, like, I really did like it. But, you know, it's.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
and the last one is Inside Man and When the Levees Broke.
And then, like, you know, he has shit like, after that?
I'm trying to remember what I liked about that movie, though, because I do remember liking it. Because I know it was something that confused me in it.
I know. You mean
American Santa?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Because I remember he had the old man, he shot somebody, right?
Mm hmm. He shot one of the German troops.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's something confused me.
Yeah, Inside Man is the last good one.
Inside Man was good.
That's 06. Too. Damn.
Wait a minute. Did 25th Hour come out before Inside Man or after Inside
before,
Man?
Before.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Damn, you right, James. Shit. All right, next up, we got Frank Grillo in the new Netflix movie Wheel Man, which is basically Phone Booth in a car. The movie Phone Booth in a car.
I'm going to take it. You know what? I'm going to sleeve it.
Really? I'm surprised you sleeved it.
I'm going to sleeve it. You know what? I'm going to give it a shot.
Because Frank Grillo?
Because one, I do like Frank Grillo, and for two, I like it's something different. It's something different. Like I'll give certain shit a shot just cause.
Hey, if it wasn't John Bernthal playing Punisher, would Frank Grillo be next in line?
Probably. but he already did Crossbones though. He already established.
He already
did Crossbones. So
damn.
So yeah.
I'm saying if you had to wipe the slate clean. And John Bernthal said, "Hey, I'm finna go back on The Walking Dead as Shane."
If he never did Crossbones,
right.
Yeah, then
he'd be second in line.
Yeah, he could be up in line definitely. So now I give it a sleeve because I'll give it a shot just see what's because like I said, shit surprised me, man.
Yeah,
I remember the movie Drive like with Ryan Gosling first. I was like, "What the fuck?" Then I watched it. Ew.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna go with an or.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
All right, next up, Marvel's The Runaways coming on Hulu. This looks good, man.
I'm going to give it a sleep.
I read The Runaways comics.
Yeah, only because, you know, I've read them too. That's what I'm like, I'm going to give it a sleep because I'm going to give it a shot.
So people don't know, Runaways is basically about these kids that found out their parents are supervillains.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to stop them.
So thinking like the Losers Club of all the Losers Club and from it, all their parents are supervillains.
Mm-hmm. That's a great. Works. That's a great description. Great description.
That's probably the best way I can say it.
All right.
Interesting plot.
Next up, this one's super weird. This is Philip Dick, who did Man in a High Tower. He did Minority Report and a couple other things. His new series called Electric Dreams.
Is that the one that's just like Black Mirror, or is that something different?
No. It's going to be on Amazon.
I felt like I ran...
This got Janelle Monáe in this one. And a couple, my man Steve Buscemi.
I feel like...
Terrence Howard, regretfully.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Not the latest circus, man.
Oh.
So
I give it an or.
It looks real weird, but I like that writer, Philip. Philip Dick, though. I like him as a writer, so I may give it a chance.
I'm gonna give it an or.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it an or. I'm sure you have you seen that trailer? You haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, this one is kind of interesting. This is Keanu Reeves' Replicas. What was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where the dude that was the main villain kept trying to recreate himself?
The Six, or like the
he was recreating his players, and because he had a football team, and when his players got hurt and died,
yeah, I know exactly what movie you're talking. It's like The Six. I don't remember the fucking cover of the damn movie. Like
The Sixth Day.
That's what I think.
He died in like a plane crash, then he came back, like. Yeah, so this is basically if a doctor really figured out how to do it, and he basically recreates his family like two or three times.
They all dead or something?
They died in a car crash into a lake, and he had recreated them, cloned them.
Oh, right. That sounds like some Black Mirror shit. So if it's constructed right.
You said something going wrong, something goes bad. So
I give it a high or. I'll check it out. I might have to give it a high or because I'm trying to think about it. I'll give it a high or.
Yeah, I'm going to go to or two. Next up, shout out to our listener, Patrice. He said this. It's called Bunny Man's Vengeance. It's the third movie in the Bunny Man series. It's basically like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but with dude in a bunny suit. It comes from a real story. I looked it up in Virginia, where it was like a urban legend in Virginia area where this guy in a bunny suit was killing people.
Jesus.
But this is the third movie, though. Bunny Man's Vengeance. I'm going to go with no. So, Patrice, you're basically like, shout out to DJ Reminisce with the damn Centipede movies. That's how I feel about this movie. All
right, so just so we're clear, it was really somebody out there in a bunny suit.
No, it's an urban legend.
Oh, so, okay.
Right. Yeah. That was like, you know, like a legend back then in Virginia that somebody was doing that.
Okay.
So this dude, Macy, made a movie series. This is the third one.
So I even watch it, but
Bunny
it sound
Man
bootleg.
Vengeance.
So I even watch it, but it sound bootleg as fuck.
It is. It's Centipede, but not. But Centipede.
But Centipede, but Centipede. Not Centipede.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
If y'all
man.
Seen Human Centipede, that's what
I'm good. I'm good on Human Centipede, man.
Yeah,
I'm
this was the shit. Bunny though doing this.
No thanks.
No thank you. I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm out. Patrice, man, I hate you for making me watch that trailer.
thank you for making Daryl hate something. Thank you so much.
I've been real nice on this episode, man.
BSC. BSC.
Y'all ain't shit, man. Y'all and the listeners that be hitting me up. Because, like, now people that when they hate stuff, they'll tweet me now, man. Like, hey, man, you see this shit? I know you're going to hate it. Like, I'm like, damn.
Hey, you set yourself up for this shit. Hey, man.
Does it upset you?
Shut up, man. You should have funny because it upset you.
I had a question. That's all. I'm kind of concerned.
Hell no.
I'm also concerned I'm out of rap.
This one is. this next one is an Italian version of basically Heat called Suburra.
That's the one on Netflix.
It's gonna be on Netflix. Yeah, it's gonna be looks pretty dope.
You know what?
I
did run across that. That was interesting. Now I'm gonna get that sleeve because I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, just give you my description. Three guys hungry for money and power fight to get their piece of Rome. So it's you know some action for you right there, like a Heat. But it's placed in Italy and it's got subtitles, but. I can fuck with subtitles.
Italy be getting down, man.
It's a good movie. I fuck with the subtitles. Yeah. Mind reading a little bit.
Next up, my man Denzel, Roman Israel. This is a movie about a lawyer who finds out some stuff about his law firm and basically flips it and steals some money.
I'm sleeving that, man.
Yeah, I'm sleeving this, man. I'm gonna see this.
Hell yeah.
I think it comes out the same day. Only problem, I think it comes out the same day as fucking Thor, though.
I mean, you can see two movies in one day.
Yeah, right? But I'm just saying, like, numbers-wise, I'm just looking at box office. Everybody don't have time to necessarily go see it, you know, at the same time. But I think it's November 13th, if I'm correct. So what you got on this, James?
I'm going to give it a sleeve.
Sleeve? What, did you hear anything about this already?
Nope.
But it's Denzel.
But just hearing it, that sounds like
it's Denzel. Too. Shit, yeah, you already at 50%?
Yeah. Have y'all ever seen Denzel make a bad movie?
It's like called like
bad. I'm not talking about this not good.
No, I'm talking about bad. His one of his first movies, like called, like True Identity, is supposed to be a comedy. It's man, like where he's
talking about some 80s shit.
Like 83, 84. It's
what,
bad.
That early?
Yeah, it's that bad.
Man, I thought he got started in like the mid late 80s.
Oh no. You gotta remember he was in he got nominated, did he win an Oscar or got an Oscar for Soldier Story? And that
was he in like a TV show or something?
Saint Elsewhere. Damn. He was on a soap opera, Saint Elsewhere. That movie is I'm finna pull up that movie, because I want people to know if you want to see, go look at the trailer if you have the Carbon Copy. It's called Carbon Copy, 1981.
Carbon Copy. Okay.
Yeah, shit was trash.
Oh, it's a Denzel comedy in 81. And he's playing this black kid that's supposed to be like a hip kid.
Yeah.
And like, you know, his dad, he finds out he's mixed and his dad is like a billionaire. So he comes to live with the dad. So it's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in 81.
What's this called again?
Carbon Copy.
Carbon Copy.
And he'd be like, hey, pops, what you did, them jive turkeys, you know? So it's like he's like talking real hip in the early 80s. But like, it's basically Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in the early 80s.
Jesus.
But it's Denzel doing it before you can see Denzel do something else.
Before the breakthrough.
Oh, yeah. Well, the breakthrough was the next movie with Soldier Story. So it wasn't that long.
So I would have thought it was like Glory or some shit.
No, Soldier Story is the breakthrough. Then he had Cry for Freedom after that. That was with Steve Biko. Then The Mighty Quinn. Then Glory. So, yeah, he was. Denzel has not had.
Well, that was Glory, but that was the 90s, wasn't it?
89.
Well, close.
Yeah, 89. No, yeah, 89, yeah, 89. Last up, this is one that me and James were going back and forth about, The New Mutants. I rewatched the trailer. I'm going to go from a leave it to an or here, James, for The New Mutants. I might give it a chance. Simon Kinberg's involved, though, so his sticky papers residue sitting there still in the windows.
Give it a shot.
You know, it's still in the windows.
Look, man, if I gave Death Note a shot and watched all that shit, you can give this shit a shot.
That's true. That is you solved the case right there.
if you can
give Death Note a shot.
I gave fucking Death Note a shot.
But keep in mind, I did say I wanted to see an X-Men movie. So I'm not seeing X-Men Dark Phoenix. I'm letting you know that.
Why not?
Simon Kinberg is directing it.
He ever since Bryan Singer came through, he is anti Bryan Singer to the max.
Yeah, man.
Like if
only
anything,
thing he's ever done good
was that?
Was Usual Suspects.
Yeah, that's right. He was Suspects was the shit.
Yeah, that's it. And he got too feeling himself too much. And then everybody kept juggling his balls for the next 20 years.
Juggling his balls.
Literally, if y'all know what I mean.
Jesus.
That's wrong, man.
Jesus.
Very.
Yeah, that was wrong. So would you guys sleep it or leave it on New Mutants?
I'm giving a high or. I'm giving a
high or. Well, damn. Jules. Damn, James.
I mean, I never said it was a movie. I just said I had a horror movie feel, but I'm like, I'll give it a shot. I said, how I still mean I'll watch it. I said, I'll give it a shot.
But you going to pay to see this?
I'll pay to see it.
Okay. All right.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to pay. I'll wait till it come on.
Netflix.
Out of the theater. Yeah.
No, I'll give it a shot. No, I'll give it a shot solo because I'm willing to give it a shot, only because I know I have to.
Yeah.
I kind of have to. So.
Says your duty.
It's your duty.
It's my duty. I be taking one from the team for movies, man. So, Jules be taking the most, but he be taking the most. But
yeah, he do.
But no, but I'll definitely check it out.
Bless all y'all who watch potentially trash movies, so. You can tell everybody else.
Well, we spoil them on here.
Oh, yeah, we'll spoil this. We'll spoil
if it's trash, we're going to spoil it.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to see a trash movie just before I come in and spoil it.
Oh,
But I've been seeing some pretty good stuff lately, so I can't even hate.
That's good.
There you go.
Definitely good.
Plus, I don't have time as much, man. I got a 4-year-old, man, so I don't have time for bullshit stuff, man. They make me mad. They get me real mad. I'm going to be bad. Yeah. Like, fuck
that's
you,
why
man.
I'm real selective about what I go see in theaters. Just because I know, like, if it's bad, I mean, it was something I chose to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I took a chance. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
All right, we're wrapping on up. Make sure you email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. The LandoCalPod on Twitter. The Lando Calrissi Experience on Twitter. And then if you want to join our group where we chat it up with a whole bunch of other people, it's the Marvel versus DC group, the official group of Lando Calrissi Experience. My man, let everybody know what we hit you up at.
It's your boy, Dominique TBK Moody again. I'm trying to get my Instagram on.
Yeah, give it out.
Hey, promote yourself, brother.
TBK Beats, TBKBEATS. And, yeah, I don't hardly post shit, but, yeah, you might see me on there.
All right. You got any Twitter or anything else like that you want to give out? All right. James, where can everybody hit you up at, man?
Twitter and Instagram at JBJROfficial. Of course, SoundCloud.com/JBJR for whatever beats I may just still have up there for right now.
Is SoundCloud gonna be gone soon?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, I haven't posted really a lot of shit on there.
Because you're so scared. Because
you don't even waste time.
Let me ask you that, too. Do you think SoundCloud's done?
I know, but their business model, they need to find a way to make some real revenue if they want to still float.
Pretty much.
But I'm saying, from artist-wise, are artists like, well, saying, fuck it, we're not going to mess with it now since...
If I was an artist, I wouldn't fuck with it like that.
Mm.
Mainly not, because I'd be trying to...
It's not the same no more.
It's like, I'd be trying to focus on figuring out how to monetize my shit.
Okay.
It's like, it's going to take a whole lot of streams, but if you get, you know... Your shit on Spotify or something like that.
Hell, YouTube, because it's kind of YouTube shit.
Nah, it counts. Counts now.
I know that YouTube shit funny,
it,
though.
It counts now, though.
I think they changed the way they monetize their shit now.
Yeah, they monetize it real funny, though. No.
They demonetize it.
If it's explicit or something.
Yeah, it's like they just fucked up the whole ad algorithm. Yeah. How they do it. Like, I was watching some videos of people talking about it. Like some of the big content creators on there,
mm-hmm.
they really pushing their Patreon shit now. Just because, you know, like their revenue just nosedive after they changed their rules over there.
So, wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, do makes a lot of sense though, man. Now that you're saying that,
yeah, you notice a lot of them content creators putting out Patreon links and shit.
Yeah.
So that's what that's all about.
Makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, they say YouTube ain't even really being descriptive on what, you know, what would make them demonetize a video.
Shit, that's a Google decision. You got to remember that. That's a Google decision.
That's higher up. Google's been sitting on that.
Right.
I remember when Google shut down Rap Genius for when they stopped all the backlinks.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. They basically shut because Rap Genius found a way around it by basically backlinking all their lyrics pages to certain stuff. So, like, mm-hmm. It'll show up. So, basically, it can be number one for anything with that.
Right.
And then they stopped it. So, now it's a little bit more fair, but it's still ways to get around that shit. But, man, thank you for coming on, man, and chilling out with us, man. We appreciate that,
definitely
man.
Definitely appreciate it, brother.
You
man.
About to come back on, bro.
I definitely will. I'm definitely, next time I bring two bags.
There you go, man. Look. this might be the name of the episode. This episode is sponsored by Rap Snacks.
Sponsored by Rap Snacks.
The Little Romeo
ones, man. Shout out to Little Romeo, man. If you still do, I don't believe you own it, but shout out to you for even giving your likeness to be on that cover with those good chips. Appreciate y'all for listening as always. Keep rocking with us. We got some more dope content coming soon in the pipeline. Peace.
Peace.
Yup.